Good morning. This morning, I woke up on the other side of the bed, and I had this great idea of rewriting my homily. So I rewrote my homily completely different. So I finished it around 6:45, and I started reading it and studying it. But I was not confident, so I brought a copy. And sure thing, when I was giving it, I forgot it. I could not remember my points. Yeah. So, enough for those good ideas. For husbands who are here, they say that husbands are like split-type air conditions. Outdoor, they are noisy and loud. But indoor, they must be silent. Why did I say that? Because in our gospel today, which is a continuation of our gospel last week, where Peter professed the faith on Jesus as the God, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And here in our gospel today, Jesus is telling his disciples that we should not be so focused on the outdoor, on the pursuits of success, wealth, fame, entitlement, enjoyment. Rather, know that we are created also indoor, that there is a built-in mechanism in us that we should listen within, to listen to the voice of God, to listen to His call. And that is why in Psalms 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Because in the stillness, especially in prayer, that we learn and we listen to so many of what God wants, what God has planned for us, and sometimes His instruction for us. There are three important points in our gospel today. Allow me to start with the first one. You know, our world is telling us to step on and our accelerators. And the world is telling us to go, go, go faster in pursuit of success. But here is Jesus telling us, no, I want you to step on the brakes and know to those pursuit of treasures and fleeting pleasures. We have to slow down sometimes, especially as we engage ourselves with the treasures and pleasures of the world. I'm not saying that all the treasures and pleasures of the world are bad, but let me explain why we have to be careful. You see, there is a constant tension between the ways of the world and the ways of the Lord. And here comes Jesus telling us in Matthew 16, verse 24, "He who wishes to follow me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." It's difficult because we are oriented towards the fast lane. I always drive alone, but every time I have a companion, Father Noel or somebody, I said, wow, this time I can be in the HOV. It's faster. Right? Yeah. And we want to be in the fast lane. And even in our drive to success, we want to reach the top, the fastest way. But mind you, my brothers and sisters, many times it's not the right way. It leads us to perdition. And many times, it leads us to a wall where we can no longer overcome what is in front of us. Second point, what do we need? We have to think outside the box. Okay? Outside the box. What do you mean by thinking outside the box? It simply means that we have to sometimes give time for the divine concepts of the divine, ideas of the divine. Man is created both with physical body and a spiritual nature. Within us, we have a spark of the divine. But sometimes we don't use it. We just keep ourselves inside the box. Look at what happened to Peter. Last week, Jesus praised him. Peter, no man has said this to you, but God. Because Peter confessed that Jesus is the Son of God, the Christ, the Son of God. And Peter started to have a big head. And so that when Jesus said today, the first prediction of his passion and death, that I will be sent to the scribes, the chief priests, and be crucified, Peter said, God forbid, Lord, that this will happen to you. And Jesus, putting Peter in context and putting a pin in the bloated head of Peter, pook, and said, get behind me, Satan. Matthew 16:23, you're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Many of us operate through our head. Many of us operate through our mouth. Some of us operate through our pockets that we can buy our way even to God by our donations, by our good deeds. Sometimes going outside the box simply means that we have to operate sometimes through our hearts. Saint Mother Teresa said, in the silence of our heart, God speaks. And that is true. Sometimes we have to operate through our ears so that we can listen. Not only listen to the noise around us, the outdoor, but the indoor silence within us. Because in the stirrings of silence, there is the stirrings of God. And we need to listen. We need to have that ear of listening. And I tell you, God has so many messages and instructions for us if we only listen. And sometimes we have to operate on our knees. And this is the most effective, brothers and sisters. Teilhard de Chardin, one of my favorite theologians, would always say, man is at his greatest when he's able to kneel down and say, my God, my God. Thinking out of the box sometimes tells us that we have to kneel down and ask God. It's not about us. As I've said last week, it's always about God, His mission, and the privilege to be part of that mission, and the great responsibility for giving, being given that mission. Third and last point. For us, there is a saying, for those who are given much, much is required. And that is true. Those who are given wealth, power, position, intelligence, and talent, I appeal to you, use them not only for our personal growth, personal development, but also use them to help others. Right now, we have brothers and sisters in need in Texas because of that unprecedented flood. Open our hearts. Hopefully that will allow us to open our pockets. Help. Matt just announced CRS, Catholic Relief Service. This great organization in the church has done so many wonders. I, for one, can attest to it in my province when we were visited by the great Typhoon Haiyan. CRS was there to help, and they did so many things. Did so many things. Sometimes, as the gospel says in verse 25, if we lose our life for the sake of the kingdom, then we'll find it. I'd like to explain it in a different way. How do we do it? Those who play basketball here, one of the best shots in basketball is the fadeaway, where you lean and then you jump shot, leaning back, and throw the ball. In that way, the blocker cannot reach you. That's fadeaway shot. It simply means that sometimes we need to step back, take our time, not keep pushing forward. In basketball, if you keep pushing forward, the blockers there, you will be blocked. In basketball, if you keep pushing forward, there's a violation. When you hit the other person, it's called what? Offensive foul. Charging. That's the same thing in life. If we keep pushing and pushing, we will be charging. We will be offending other people. And we will be blocked. Blocked. Second, also in basketball, there is such thing as assist. And it is as important as you taking the shot. Okay? An assist is you pass the ball to somebody who has a better opportunity of shooting the ball because he has no guard or he is open. It's the same 2 points, whether you take the shot or he takes the shot. It's the same 2 points. But it's losing yourself and passing it to others as an assist so that the team can win. In the same way, in the kingdom of God, we need to pass. We need to assist. We need to ask help from others. When somebody, especially in basketball, when you are a great player, you will be given 3 defense, 2 or 3 who will be guarding you. And of course, that leaves others open. That's why you need to pass. Need to pass. And many times, this is what happens in our life. We are the most important thing. We are the center. We are the ego. I will be the one to do this. I will be the one to accomplish this. I will be the one to be successful. And there will be more defenders telling us, you're not going to do it. You're not going to pass me. I'm going to block you. You're not going to be successful. Pass it. Make an assist to others. It's the same work. It's the same apostolate. It's the same care even in the families. We have to learn as we grow in age, we have to pass the mantle to the younger generation. I wish I can say that to Father Noel because he is older. And I can pass it to him. But that's how nature works. That's how nature works. We grow old. We pass it to the younger generation. We nurture them. No? And it's still the same accomplishment. Still the same glory. The glory of the kingdom of God. That is why I told you in the beginning. Help. And use it for the glory of God. 3 important things in our gospel today. One, we are created indoor also. That there is an inner self that allows us to listen to those inner voices of God. Second, think outside the box. Think divine. Think divine. We have the capability to think divine and to have access to the divine image and knowledge of God. We have to think outside the box. And third, if we give our life to God, we will receive the fullness of life now and forever. Please all stand.